Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I'm your host, M. Sarasvati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Mr. Aditya Narayan Mishra, CEO of CIL HR Services. Now, as the COVID-19 cases come down, offices are slowly starting to reopen. Employees are getting vaccinated, and slowly resumption of physical office activities has begun. But what are the things that the employer should keep in mind? Let us hear from him. Hello, Mr. Mishra. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Saraswati, for having me over.
First of all, I wanted to understand, you know, while the cases have slowly started to come down, would it be right to say that companies should still be very cautious about this, about the whole reopening of offices? Should it happen in phases?
Yeah, I think as the government authorities, health ministry has been also advising that it's not a good idea to get all the people together on the same floor because the risk increases. Even if people are vaccinated in double doses, we are seeing cases where people are still getting the infection, though the seriousness is much reduced, but it is not completely gone. So employees are naturally a little worried about it, and whichever industry can afford to do remote work, as the health ministry has advised, employers should follow the guideline to not really start with complete 100% of the staff to get together any given day.
But you know, right now we're also hearing some handful of employers who kind of given deadlines to employees to, you know, get vaccinated and start coming to office, say, from 1st of August or 1st of September. Would it be the right approach to kind of, you know, get the pace of work from office going?
I think the whole world has figured out that there is a way to work remotely, and it helps the environment, it helps the employees, it reduces so much of commute time, it reduces pollution. Organizations have also realized that remote work is as effective as could be working in office. Ineffectiveness is very limited. So the whole world has understood a new paradigm. I think many employers have already realized it. While the news that you are referring to is correct, for just a handful of employers who either do not have the infrastructure to get all their employees work effectively remotely, or the employers who do not yet fully subscribe to the concept of a hybrid work environment. So let's take one category of employers who have understood the effectiveness of hybrid working. So for them, I think it is important that they have to review their policies related to employees and the practices that they have in the organization to make work flow in a very streamlined manner. So it requires some bit of work in the HR department rather than taking a very draconian step to go back to the pre-pandemic where remote work was more an exception and was viewed with a doubt in the manager's mind that the effectiveness will not be high. So that is one category. I think the organizations are making the shift, and most organizations should. Now, the second category of organizations who either do not yet fully subscribe to the concept of hybrid work, or they do not have the infrastructure, or maybe for some sectors, it is not possible to work from home. For all these kind of three situations that I described, so for them, naturally, they need to take a little bit of a phased approach instead of straight away saying that from 1st of August, everybody has to come, or 1st of September, or whatever deadline that they face. That's not a good idea because it suddenly, an infrastructure which was not used for a while effectively is now going to be used for all the 100% of the staff at one go. So it's going to be a huge amount of stress. I think there has to be a calibrated approach. Gradually, people should come into work and, get into normalcy, maybe over a period of 4 weeks or 6 weeks, something like that. Having said all of this, I would still say that the whole world has understood the positives of kind of remote work, and hence hybrid work has to be the future that all employers must think about.
Mm.
Even the organizations where remote work is not possible physically, so they have to identify the roles where the remote work is physically possible. So they have to kind of review their processes and develop the policies, practices accordingly.
You know, even among some of the essential services industries, of course, there could be some employees who probably have very young children or have, you know, senior citizen parents. So how does an employer deal with this? Could there be some exceptions given for these cases as well?
Yeah, absolutely. The organizations who are forced to, or they are going to make the practice of working from office most of the time, like almost like pre-pandemic, they are pretty sensitive to the employees who have just recovered from COVID, or they have children at home who are not vaccinated, or there may be some elders who generally have certain conditions. Even if they are vaccinated, they are not fully safe. So in those cases, employees might look for certain kind of exceptions, and the organizations have to decide whether such exceptions they can permit or not, and then accordingly decide. But we cannot just make it a one formula for all kind of an approach for every organization. If they do, then the perception of the organization in the minds of the employees is going to suffer.
But would something like, you know, a hybrid or a hot desking sort of a role, wouldn't that also need a significant amount of pre-planning for a lot of employers?
Yeah, it does. It does a lot of pre-planning for the employer as well as the employee, because everybody has to organize their work accordingly. Because there has to be absolute synchronization between the members of the team, that they need to meet at a particular time. So everybody needs to make sure that they are coming at that particular point in time for that meeting together, because it's decided that they need to do a physical meeting. So those kind of planning is required. This is just an example. There could be many other situations, practical situations, which calls for a lot of planning which is involved. And then, as I said a little earlier, we also need to look at the policies of the organization, the practices, how the performance is managed, what kind of KPIs, or which are called key performance indicators, are given to the employees, how the performance is measured, how it is reviewed. Many of these dimensions now need to be reviewed by the organization from an HR perspective.
Just one last question from my side. You know, a handful of companies have also started something called work from anywhere, and especially after the pandemic, as you said, companies found out that this is also a good way to improve productivity. But post-pandemic, do you think work from anywhere could become as popular as it is now?
Yes, of course. It is going to be the new norm, is what I think. However, there is going to be a lot of clarity about the work from anywhere policy. For example, currently employers are a lot flexible about the kind of infrastructure that employees have at their homes or the places where they are working from. However, when the pandemic is gone, and the employee has the freedom and all the infrastructural support, all of that is available to come to work, and organizations, as a matter of policy, will insist upon the employee to create an effective work atmosphere at the place where the employee is working from. Like today, the managers and the team members are tolerant and sensitive for the employee's physical conditions at home. If, for example, the pet is making the sound, or a child is seeking attention, or elderly people at home are seeking attention while the meeting is going on, it's okay for the employee to excuse oneself or switch off the camera and go and attend to that and come back. People understand that this is a practical situation that we are all dealing with, and we are accommodative of one another's current situation. However, when the pandemic is gone and the infrastructure is all normal, so that time if at your home internet is not working well, or your voice is not coming through clearly, or your video is not clear, or there is noise in the background, I don't think it's going to be tolerated.
Okay.
With the same degree of openness and flexibility that today people are.
Sure.
Like if you are doing a meeting with a customer or a critical meeting, you are expected to be giving 100% attention as you did at office. So when the pandemic is gone, you cannot really practice the, you cannot suddenly ask to be excused in the middle of a critical meeting. But now it is okay, people understand. So these are the kind of example situations where organizations have to clearly define their work from anywhere policies.
Thank you, Mr. Mishra. Thank you so much for those insights.
My pleasure. Enjoyed talking to you, Saraswati. Thank you.
With that, it's a wrap on today's episode of Future Wise. I'm sure you listeners have gained a lot of valuable insights from this conversation. If you want us to cover any topic, please write to us on npodcast@nwac.com. For more news, and other updates, stay logged on to Future.com.